most banks won't work with the marijuana industry, even in states like Pennsylvania that have legalized the drug for medical use. That's because marijuana is still illegal at the federal level, and banks that work with cannabis businesses could be liable for money laundering. As part of our series, The State of Cannabis, 90.5 WESA's Anlie Herring reports, there are banks that serve the industry, but it's often at a high cost and with limited benefits.
Pittsburgh attorney Katya Kosofsky remembers it like it was yesterday.
I don't think I'll ever forget that day.
It was January of 2018, and Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced he would let prosecutors crack down on the medical marijuana industry.
And I remember specifically looking at that and saying, what's going to happen next? And nobody really knew.
Kosofsky, who represents marijuana growers and dispensaries, says nothing ever came of Sessions' announcement. But it was a bitter reminder of the risks that come with doing business in a legal gray area. Kosofsky says the stakes are high when it comes to banking.
We're talking about generating hundreds of thousands of dollars on a regular basis. And if you don't have where to put it, you become a target for criminal activity.
A few banks have opened their vaults to Pennsylvania's cannabis providers, but Rebecca Myers of the marijuana grower Pharmaceutical RX in Mercer County says the service comes with steep fees unheard of in other industries.
We're probably, with our different accounts, spending close to, $100,000 a year.
Other medical marijuana businesses in western Pennsylvania say they also pay about $3,000 a month for each of their accounts. And these costs, Meyer says, often get passed on to customers. Pharmaceutical RX uses New Jersey-based Park Bank, as do many other local cannabis suppliers. They say Park was the only option they found when they set up shop in Pennsylvania. Park didn't respond to a request for comment, but it's likely the high fees are due to the cost of compliance. The U.S. Treasury, for example, requires banks to file what are called suspicious activity reports as a way to avoid prosecution.
We have to take a look and say, hey, does the money coming in make sense?
That's Dan Moon, the president and CEO of SSB Bank, a community bank based in McCandless.
This may get locked up in the vault tonight.
Okay.
Because it'll take a while to count it all by hand, okay?
Yeah. A teller pulls stacks of cash across the counter. When medical marijuana dispensary Keystone Integrated Care makes a deposit, it involves a lot of hard cash. Most banks and credit card companies bar transactions with the cannabis industry, so patients use cash. In its reports to the Treasury Department, SSB has to account for all deposits and withdrawals Keystone makes, says CEO Dan Moon.
The money comes in, they pay out vendors, they pay salaries, they pay overhead or mortgages, and what's left, does it match the profit?
Moon says if something doesn't seem right, his bank has to report it as a red flag, which could suggest a cannabis business is operating as a front for criminal activity. Keystone is SSB's lone medical marijuana client, and unlike other banks, SSB doesn't charge Keystone any extra fees. Moon says that wouldn't fit the model of a community bank like his, and he says Keystone helps SSB by boosting its liquidity.
So it's like a two-way street. They bring in their money and their revenues, and we're able to lend it back out to the community.
Yet Keystone's John Schaefer notes that companies like his generally can't borrow from banks. The banks don't want to take that legal risk. So instead, Schaefer says, marijuana businesses are funded by numerous investors. And he says that was one of the hardest parts of getting Keystone off the ground.
You're going out and meeting with people. You're incurring a lot of legal costs. It's a lot more intensive to raise the capital.
And private shareholders typically demand returns on investment that are much higher than interest rates charged at banks. The marijuana industry has made such challenges known to lawmakers and hopes legislation in Congress will provide relief. The House of Representatives passed the bipartisan Safe Banking Act in September, but it's not expected to get a vote in the Senate anytime soon. Anlie Herring, 90.5 WESA News.
Tune in all this week to hear more stories in our series about marijuana in Pennsylvania. And check out our reporting online at wesa.fm.